You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and you just heard a song by Violeta Parra. So she was one of the greatest exponents of Chilean music and made music committed to workers' struggle, protest song movement, and drew attention to traditional Chilean folklore and native instruments and disregarded the foreign invasion of imperialist music. So I hope you enjoyed her voice. And now we're really excited to welcome Sadie Simmons in the studio with us. Good morning, Sadie.
Hi, thank you for having me on today.
And their mum is here as well in the studio. Welcome, mum. So Sadie recently, unfortunately, got sacked from Aldi. They're a RAFU member, and it's the, can I say the name of the store?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Kilo Downs Health, she's a Kilo Downs store health and safety representative. And I guess we just wanted to start by, maybe you can tell listeners a little bit about the events leading up to this, you know, your unjust sacking.
Yeah, so there are some things that I can't really say on here, yeah. But yeah, I was a HSR, which is a health and safety representative for those who don't know. And I was just been trained only in March at Trades Hall Council. And I was really passionate about safety, especially because there was a lot of, safety issues at my work. And, you know, I wanted to do something about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's very admirable. And, you know, as the health and safety representative, you know, you should have been taken seriously instead of discriminated against. Are you kind of allowed to describe, I know it's in a media release, but did you want to give listeners a little bit of an idea of what the working conditions were like for you and other workers at Aldi?
Yeah, so I can definitely go into that. There was a very big issue with occupational violence and customer aggression. This was predominantly due to the unsafe bag check policy that Aldi runs, where workers are pressured into doing bag checks on customers, which, as you can imagine, isn't always met with, you know, complete happiness or anything from the general public. So there was lots of incidents of assault. I myself was assaulted as a consequent of doing the bag check policy. But yeah, like I've seen co-workers left with bruises around their neck, people, you know, getting stitches because of it. And yeah, so it was a very big issue, but there were others too.
Yeah, I used to work at Coles, and I used to remember I was forced by management to ask every customer to look inside their bag, and it's a very intimidating thing. You're basically accusing people of theft when most people are honest and they're frustrated customers, and that's really awful. But it is interesting that, like, all you really did, I mean, you were standing up for the workers and you were trying to bring this to management's attention, but you actually gave copies of surveys to Aldi management. They were downloaded. These surveys were about workplace stress, and they were actually downloaded from the Victorian Trade Hall Council website.
Yeah, so during my HSR course, which was only in the end of March, so again, I haven't been a HSR for very long, we were given like tools to use at our stores, and one of them were surveys, which I had printed out from the like Victorian Trades Hall OHS website. Mm. You know, very reputable, reputable place. So I conducted the surveys because, you know, I had a lot of complaints about workplace stress from my designated work group, like all of the staff at the store. So, you know, I wanted to do this to kind of be able to present to management and show them that there was a massive issue and we needed to do something about it. It was completely anonymous as well. Everyone did it willingly. Like, I wasn't forcing anyone to do these surveys. And when I presented the statistics to them, they wouldn't let me share it with people. And to this day, nothing's been done about those statistics as well, from what I've heard.
It's shocking. I can see why they wanted to keep it under wraps, because the statistics that you uncovered are very alarming. 79% of workers are suffering from fatigue, and 72% are suffering from headaches, and over 80% experience conflict at work, with 40% reporting severe exposure to customer violence and aggression you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Just before we move on, Jacob, did you have any questions for Sadie? Because I want to ask her about the RAFU campaign against Aldi.
Well, I mean, just to kind of follow up with this whole thing about doing the kind of bag checks. I mean, especially, I guess, one of the other issues with the kind of bag checks is obviously the way it's often kind of done at workplaces can often be kind of discriminatory. Like, I mean, I guess for one example for me is, I mean, I always have like a bag with me. but of course, I can't actually remember any time where I've actually had asked my bag to be checked. Probably the only time really is possibly if I go to JB Hi-Fi or something, but I've never had my bag been asked to be checked at Coles or Woolworths or sort of Aldi. And of course, I mean, even though I'm...
What are you trying to say, Jake?
Oh, yeah, I guess...
You don't look suspicious.
More the comment I was going to follow up with more, you know, I'm someone who does pass off as looking white, etc. Mm. I guess I want to kind of hear if you had any sort of comments of anything you sort of observed in terms of those, especially since Kilo Downs is obviously, you know, quite a diverse area as well. It's in the kind of western sort of suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah. In regards to Coles and Woolworths, I know that they don't actively have any bag check policies after, you know, incidents, and they were forced to remove their bag checks policies. But with Aldi, like, I can't speak for every store, because store to store usually can be pretty different, and also person to person, because there are some people who just don't do bag checks. Like, I myself refuse to do them. Some other people refuse to do them, or they just only do them when management are around. So sometimes it can seem like that. But I know at my store, the people who did do the bag checks did it to everyone. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that in some stores, or, you know, in some instances, it definitely can be discriminatory and targeted. But I would say for my store at Aldi, it was certainly not targeted towards specific races or anything. But again, I can't say that is the same for every other store.
Yeah. And there was a solidarity rally called in solidarity with you by RAFU, I think it was, about a week or so ago. Yeah. And maybe you can just tell us a little bit about the RAFU campaign against Aldi, and maybe how the union is supporting you and other workers right now.
Yeah, there are some things that I can't disclose yet,
yeah.
But we are taking them to court, obviously, because what they did was unjust. With the RAFU campaign, luckily we've had a lot of solidarity from other unions, which has been really, you know, a bit overwhelming to see the support. But yeah, like, if I hadn't had the union during this time,
yeah,
I don't know what I would have done, because, you know, I wouldn't have been able to get legal support. I wouldn't have known what to say in meetings. I wouldn't have known, you know, how this whole kind of process goes. Mm. So yeah, like, I'm so very grateful to RAFU, because yeah, they've really shown up for me. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, listeners. Join your union if you haven't already.
And if you're in retail, join RAFU.
Yes.
There may be others, but RAFU is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Really glad to hear that there is a supportive campaign to reinstate your job as well. Unless, Jacob, you wanted to, like, ask Sadie anything else, maybe we can wrap up the interview. Was there anything, any final comments that you wanted to make? Or is there, you know, maybe point people to how they can support you and the RAFU campaign?
So if you're interested in the campaign, checking out RAFU's socials, you'll be able to stay up to date with kind of what's going on with the campaign, because I think we are going to be doing something extra about the bag checks, like, soon as well. not just for Aldi, but for all retail workers. But yeah, I just, everyone who's listening, like, under, I think it's, section 21(1) of the OHS Act, your employer has a duty to provide a workplace safe from harm to health and safety, so far as reasonably practicable. So yeah, remember that. If there are issues at your work, health and safety issues at your work, don't be afraid to speak up. Just because of what happened to me won't mean that that's going to happen to everyone. And it's important that we speak up about these things so it doesn't keep happening.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Sadie, for being on our program.
Thank you for having me.